If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone. Shenzhen, China. At first sight, it doesn't look like a perfect place to build one of the fanciest and tallest buildings in the world. But a company from China decided to take a chance. They had visions of building Golden Finance 117, a unique, mighty skyscraper with plenty of things super-rich people could enjoy. At that time, no one knew it would turn into one of the tallest ghost scrapers in the world, meaning it would be a skyscraper with no life, events, or people inside. The one that no one would even talk about anymore. The world has impressive tall skyscrapers. The first one was built in 1885 in Chicago. And the tallest one today is in Dubai. Then there's one in Shanghai, another one in Mecca, and Shenzhen. Golden Finance 117 was supposed to be the fifth tallest skyscraper ever built. The construction was started 13 years ago, and at first, it all looked very promising. In 2015, the building reached its full height, 1,955 feet. But then, something mysterious happened. People deserted the skyscraper shortly after it was almost done, and the whole project has remained unfinished to this day. The company got the idea in 2008. During that period, plenty of cities across China were trying to build something impressive to get their place on the world stage. Golden Finance 117 was supposed to be a commercial and residential tower for very rich people. Italian and French-style interior design, a polo club, extensive gardens. The skyscraper was supposed to have a three-story diamond-shaped atrium at the top, with a swimming pool, sky bar, and a restaurant. And don't forget about the highest observation deck in the world, a paradise for those who could afford it. Imagine living at the top of such a skyscraper. Golden Finance 117 was expected to be habitable up to its highest point. This mixed-use skyscraper was supposed to rise 128 floors above the ground. There was a plan to turn 117 of them into commercial space and hotel, and 11 more floors were expected to be for operational and mechanical services. The building's ratio of height to width was 9.5 to 1. When you have such a high and thin tower, you have to be careful with such forces as strong winds. But the skyscraper was designed to resist all this. No wonder, with a perimeter frame of mega braces, huge tapering columns, and transfer trusses. On the surface, it all looked well. An excellent design and unique construction. But before the company started pre-sales, authorities needed to inspect and sign off on the final product. This is a process all new developers need to go through if they want to get and keep their spot on the property market. The country wants only established and reliable companies to keep the quality levels high. Back in the day, the company that was building the skyscraper was a new player in the Chinese market, so they had to finance their project all by themselves. They couldn't start recouping their investment until each of their buildings was finished. In other words, it was tricky ever since the beginning. But they were focused on the result. If they managed to finish the entire project with no major issues, the reward would be amazing. So they started in August 2008. China survived the global financial crisis that also happened in 2008, but it still affected the market. That brought lots of pressure on the company, which is why they stopped building the skyscraper in January 2010. Things got better in 2011. That's when the company decided to continue their work, finish the tower, and get ready to sell it because the market was growing once again. But considering all the rules on the property market, the company was in a very vulnerable situation. Things were getting more and more complicated. In 2015, there was a new crisis, this time affecting the stock market. The series of unfortunate events kept happening, on and off, until everyone stopped talking about the entire project. One more issue was the location. The skyscraper was being built on what used to be industrial land, and in the area, there weren't many wealthy people who could afford to live in such a building. The company probably hoped for people to relocate there once they finished the construction, which never happened. China generally has the biggest number of tall buildings in the whole world. There are 1,400 skyscrapers in the country. The U.S. takes second place with more than 800 high-rise buildings. Then there's Japan with over 250 skyscrapers. 2018 was the year when China built more skyscrapers than any other country in the world. 88 new buildings with a height of 656 feet or more appeared there. But because of multiple unforeseen events, Golden Finance 117 never got its chance to shine. Now, it's just a ghost place everyone stopped talking about in 2018. Now, this wasn't the only case when a building remained unfinished for a long period of time. A new airport in Berlin, Germany, was meant to open in June 2012. It wasn't the first project like this to miss the deadline, but it was one of the most memorable. The airport was about to open, but right before it did, inspectors found around 120,000 defects all over the place. For example, some automatic doors didn't open. There were fire safety issues. Authorities also noticed sagging roofs. About 106,000 miles of cable were wired in the wrong way, which means they couldn't turn on some lights or turn off others. Experts were trying to solve these problems for 9 years. The airport was built to handle 27 million passengers a year. In 2019, over 45 million travelers passed through the two other overburdened airports in Berlin. These airports are now set to close and merge with the new one, which has started expanding. The original budget for the whole project was more than $8.2 billion, but it's likely to increase in the next few years. The idea occurred back in 1990, and it took 6 years just to find the right spot to build the airport. The official construction didn't start for another decade. The original code for this airport also needed to be changed since it was already in use by an airport in India. But if you design an airport in the early 2000s, will it even be compatible with the travel habits and technology in 2020 and beyond? Also, there isn't enough space for all the planes that are supposed to be there. And still, since 2020, the airport has been open and growing bigger. Meanwhile, a tower in Krakow, Poland, got the nickname Skeleton. It stood proud and tall, but its unfinished carcass indeed looked like a skeleton. At 300 feet, it's one of the tallest buildings in Krakow. The project started in 1975, but stopped because of some difficulties in the country that occurred at that time. The tower remained abandoned for a long time and changed owners several times. It was often wrapped in advertising billboards. Luckily, it didn't remain unfinished. In 2016, the latest reconstruction process started. The main goal was to turn the skyscraper into a modern office building. It's completed now. The tower consists of 5 office buildings, together with the main one in the center. Architects found inspiration in styles from the 1920s and 30s. There's a terrace at the top. In the future, a museum of the history of the building might appear in the skyscraper. And here's one more ghost tower, this time in Bangkok, Thailand. From the outside, you'd say it's just another part of Bangkok's skyline. The skyscraper is around 75% completed. But once you take a closer look, you'll see there are plenty of interior structures missing. It was supposed to be a luxury building, but right now, it's just another abandoned skyscraper. It's surrounded by a fence and doesn't look safe. The walls are covered with graffiti and there's no electricity. The building stands there as a reminder of what it could have become and draws the attention of urban explorers from all over the world. The construction process stopped when the crisis started. And now, only occasional adventurists visit the site to enjoy the magnificent view of the city and the river.